evening. Welcome to Love Plan for Hope Fitness Radio. Talk Show. Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County. We are having an absolutely beautiful day of sunshine in South Florida. Certainly a nice day for a walk or a bike ride or even a road trip. Absolutely gorgeous. I do have an announcement, a very important announcement for public awareness message today regarding Olaf, the abused pit bull puppy. Palm Beach County has formed an army of individuals that are a voice for a severe case of animal abuse. The story really makes you cringe. The outcome is tears of joy. A brave neighbor should always report abuse, and this is what saved the canine's life. That and also the animal control officer. All of us here in South Florida are just a start for Olaf. It is going national. I can see it on Facebook. It's certainly the pictures, the outpouring of love. People have the shirts on throughout the state. And certainly this is a wonderful thing through something very horrific. The gentleman that actually hurt this dog was not his animal. He was watching it for the girlfriend, and it suffered at the hands of him with severe fractures. But now he is healing. He is in the hands of a loving couple. They're fostering him, and we certainly I know he's available for adoption. They're being very selective, but you can apply. I wrote it down here, Big Hearts for Big Dogs, and you can purchase T-shirts, and you can show up to court if you check it out on Facebook and be a part of Olaf's army. And the next court date is scheduled in June, so we'll talk about this again if you'd like to get involved. I think that the message here is for other abusers to see that this is a dark act to hurt a defenseless canine, any type of animal. This person is 19 years old, just starting out their life and hurting animals. So he's going to have to answer for his actions. Today, I had a friend come into town, and he said, Debbie, take a couple hours off. As I was on duty this morning and had to send my client to the hospital, I really haven't done anything for myself, and I certainly didn't even want to go anywhere, but I got in the car with him, and we just went and had lunch and had a couple hours off. This morning, I went to do an AM home visit for my client of many years, a diabetic cardiac neuropathy patient on hemodialysis of almost 10 years of care, and every year, I hope that he will be stronger. The complications are intense. Various surgeries, setbacks. However, he is still with us. I'm a first responder, hospital duty, doctor consults, and I facilitate and have been his therapist and caregiver and also his family. Although we are not blood related, I am his family now. I know, too, the medical staff and response teams and families out there who are caring for terminally ill patients or chronic illness. There can be a depletion of mental and physical activity for the patient as well as the caregiver. So first and foremost, number one, you take care of yourself, and then you can give proper and good care to somebody else, especially if you're having an emergency and you're having to call 911. That's, sometimes a very unfortunate part of my position as a private caregiver. But I will do it. It has saved his life. They've discharged him from the hospital many, many times with other underlying issues. Many different hospitals in the county, but he is in right now JFK and has been for off and on for many years. And I certainly want to give a shout out again to JFK Medical Center, the ER triage. Dr. Bowery, the ER physician, and a nurse named Laura, who I know personally because I have had care from them as well. So it's just amazing, amazing lady, sending them love and light, and thank you for taking care of Mr. Hess. I think one of the most greatest strengths that we can have is faith, that progress is obtainable. The many facets of being responsible for our own life is not simple. When someone relies on you for assistance, one must be prepared for commitment. For me, anyone that I've taken care of signs a waiver, number one. If we're doing therapy, home health care, I will obviously contact a nursing agency to assist if I need. And hygiene is really, sanitization and hygiene are very big on my list. And I'm expecting a young lady to be calling in. I'm waiting right now. She has a mother in a nursing home in North Carolina who's being neglected. And, you know, she's very upset. She wants to talk about it. We'll see if we can get her on the air soon. But, again, hygiene and home health care, sanitization are essential. There has to be a standard of living for the person who you become responsible for. If the alternative is a nursing home or assisted living, that is a disturbing atmosphere. If you're not there, if you and you're not checking up, you're not going to know what's going on. I have taken my client out of negligent atmospheres and placed him in independent residences. This year, he is turning 69. I instill values for anyone that I care for, as for myself. In the book, for me, it's called Respect. I will continue my journey to help and rehabilitate because it's a calling. My love for radio is immeasurable, but I will do what my heart leads me to do. Therefore, my focus and passion outweigh the obstacles that cross my path. To be of service to others is front and center. Consultations are available by phone with me or appointment in person. You can email me directly at planforfitnesstalkshow@gmail.com. And that's planforfitnesstalkshow@gmail.com or planforfitness@aol.com. Or call me directly on the talk show line, area code 561-856-0100. That's 856-0100, 561 area code. And I'm in Palm Beach County. If you are out of state and you have a loved one in a nursing home or an assisted living facility and you need me to go check on them, I can be available for you. Certainly, if you have family in the area and you're not there and you have somebody housed somewhere, you need to be sending them. Again, I'm still waiting for Pam Jesmer to call in from North Carolina. We just spoke about 10 minutes ago and she was just so upset about, you know, the way her mother is being treated. And I was on Facebook yesterday, so I called her, and I've known her for since I'm very young. And I says, what is going on? And she just said, you know, Debbie, you know, I have to go to the courts and she needs assistance and her mother's in a program. And she's thinking they're going to help my mother. When she goes there, the mother is unresponsive. She has not bathed. She's losing weight. She's got cuts on her, some bruises. So it does. I don't think it happens in every facility, but I do feel that you must check up on them. If you have a family member in a facility, you must check on them. And if you can't do it, at least ask somebody, a friend, or hire somebody to go in and say, go check on my loved one. Because, you know, the pictures I saw yesterday from her mother, we're talking about Catherine. She's 73 years old. And Pam Jesmer Sullivan, you know, she loves her mother. She's fighting for guardianship because the other family member is out of state. Again, this is in North Carolina. And I says, oh, God, you know, I've seen this. I've seen, you know, the terrible battle between family, one fighting and the other one has the power, and you can't do anything. So you have to work with the family as a unit, and that doesn't always, you know, happen as a whole. So, of course, we're praying for Catherine and Pam that she gets guardianship, and she has to transfer the mother out of the nursing home. The pictures are disturbing. The facility itself, I'm going to get the name of it and write somebody over there, because the rooms, everything, the condition of the patient, even in the pictures, was, you know, very, very sad. And with that being said, it's part of, you know, it's about getting in the solution. That's what the show was about. If you can correct it, if you can intercede, if you can improve it, then you're making progress. And really, that's what my goal with Plan for Fitness is to focus on outreach and awareness, health and wellness, and rehabilitation. And that's definitely my passion, to help people. We've been doing a lot of community outreach with the homeless. Last week was a very powerful show with Mary Ellen Nugent Lee. She called in from New York City, CEO of 2PR Chicks, and she has been my rock and just a wonderful, wonderful support for the talk show. And I'm looking forward to continue to work with her for many years to come. Okay, we're closing in. I want to, again, give a shout out for Olaf before I end the show. I don't see Pam calling in, but it's okay. She may not be ready to talk about it, and that's okay. We send the message regardless, I told her. Again, for Olaf, this pup, man, he's adorable. He's up for adoption, and these people are so wonderful here in the county and all around the USA now. Olaf's Army, everybody's wearing shirts for this dog. And I tell you, if this neighbor did not call, this dog would be gone. He would have been dead. And I saw the pictures on this too. This really tugged at my heartstrings. And I said, well, I used to work for Animal Control and Treasure Coast Humane Society. And so I saw some of this, you know, a long time ago, but still it's disturbing. And I thought, wow, what a terrible story, but what a wonderful ending. The dog has, you know, lost all its teeth due to abuse, you know, and we feel like he has to have a special home. So again, if you're on Facebook, check it out, Olaf, O-L-A-F-S, Olaf's Army. And I've been communicating with these gals that went to court. When the perpetrator was brought into the courtroom, they were there, about 25 of them. And I think that's a lot to be said for that. You know, that somebody really cares. They brought the dog to the courthouse too, and he's healing wonderfully. And I just feel like this was something important to report on and worthy. And also, you know, just to recognize people that are caring in the community, to give of themselves, to volunteer, to do stuff like that, to go to the courthouse. It has nothing to do with you, and you're doing it for a canine. And it's called being a humanitarian. And that's the reality, and that's the beauty of it. And that's the main reason why I wanted to talk about that tonight on the show. And it's really, truly been a pleasure to report good news and some bad news. But in the end, we will get down to the bottom of this for Catherine. And Mr. Hess will survive. He will be discharged. I know he will make it. We will continue to work together because there's strength and there's dignity. And we have faith that we will go forward. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. Please call the talk show line if you'd like to book a consultation with me at area code 561-856-0100. Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.